Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, he's not ready to buy a call yet, Tone.
Is your coach too nice?
Foie gras is expensive still. He ain't got to pay for them calls yet.
Was he too nice in that response? Because it's always, at this point, it is kind of a psychological chess match, right? The old ways.
Jamie Bickerstaff, yes, I hope they die, and yeah. I hope they burn in hell. But Kenny Atkinson on the other side.
Yeah, JB took a very, very different tact, throughout the playoffs this year, throughout the playoffs last year, throughout the regular season, throughout the playing games, throughout the preseason. A little bit different from Kenny. Kenny was so nice. He's like, listen, they're a great crew. They're a great playoff crew, and we're playing a great team, and we like them, and I don't think they were dirty. I don't think anything they did was dirty. Now, at the same time, Kenny did not want to go all
out. He didn't
want
to do that.
Yesterday.
He didn't want to do that.
He didn't want to go scorched earth.
So, Nick, I think they played this audio on their show on Afternoon Drive. Nick had this to say about the calls or lack thereof in game one.
I have never seen a number one seed. I mean, this goes back to maybe the original Atlanta teams with Jeff Teague and Al Horford, where those guys would get into certain matchups and just never get a call. I have never seen a number one seed that won 64 games, that's been a consistent winner the last three seasons, with Donovan Mitchell, who is all agreed upon a top 20 start across the board. I've never seen a number one seed not get calls the way this team has through five games. It's not why they lost, but we start talking about compound interest on things like the fouls of last night. Like, yeah, Kenny was pretty silent the entirety of the Miami series. Oh, by the way,
they're not just
the number one seed. They're also at home.
I don't agree with Nick about the first four games. I totally agree with Nick about yesterday or about Sunday. I totally agree with Nick. I totally agree with Nick. Let me say this because I know you're about to hammer me for it, because I don't think that I've been waiting on this because I sprung it on you, because I think that you told me last night you wanted the audio to Mitch to get last night, and I said, damn it, okay. But I knew I was going to surprise you, because usually I disagree with 99% of what Nick says. I felt it was a little ridiculous Sunday night against Indiana. I think that they are trying to do their very best. If they're not going to be able to change the regular season so much, they're going to take a page out of the NHL's book as best they can and say, this is what separates it. The regular season now is the regular season, and we are going to call things differently in the playoffs. And they have called things differently in the playoffs, and it's taken a little bit, but still, I think that, yeah, naturally, maybe I just need to adjust. Maybe Nick needs to adjust, but like, damn, like these should be fouls. Like, how's DeAndre Hunter not going to the line? How is this not a foul?
Yeah,
after you
reviewed it.
How are some of the things that happened on Sunday night not a foul? So I have to go with what Nick says. Maybe it's going to be like this the next umpteen years, and this is what the NBA is going to do. And I just got to get used to it over time. But damn it, I ain't never seen anything like this.
Well, we have.
LeBron got calls, so maybe it's different.
Remember,
I kept
asking you every show or before every show, like, do we want to talk about the fact that all the NBA guys are saying it's too physical? And you're like, no, I like it. I like it. I like physical. And I'm like, well, we haven't played in a physical series. The Heat series was kind of a joke in terms of playoff physicality. So I did wonder, was this a be careful what you wish for thing?
No,
we hadn't been knocked in the mouth at all. We hadn't been punched in the mouth at all in that Miami series.
That's a great thing to ask of me, and you're putting me through my paces. I understand that. But damn it, a foul's a foul's a foul, and that's a foul.
Sure, we all agree on that.
In the chest. What the hell's going on here?
We all 100% agree on that. But I got to say, Nick kind of ventured into Homersville, USA. The rest of that.
The first four games, I'm not going to defend them on. I did not think that there needed to be any calls.
Every game. So this is the thing. Every game, I have some people, and it's the same people tweeting me that we're not getting the calls. And I'm like, man, guys, there's 10 of you that are saying this every game. I think you're in your bubble. I think you're just a little homericious.
Homerific.
Yeah, I think at some point you've kind of crossed. It's impossible. There are people in my life that it's impossible to watch a game with. Whether it's the Browns,
Wilson is one of those people. Apparently,
it's every game we're not getting the calls, and I'm like, man, I kind of don't want to watch games with you anymore because I don't think the refs are dictating every game.
Game one against Miami, there was a lot of complaining. I thought it was terrible both ways. I thought Miami didn't get
different.
Calls. I thought the Cleveland didn't get calls.
That's different. And so I will say, I was in that building, and in the third quarter, I was near the Indiana Pacers bench. They thought they were getting homered. They thought the Cavs were getting away with every loose ball foul in the world, every 50-50 call was going against them. And I said, Rick Carlisle, I was talking to somebody, I think Rick Carlisle is going to bring up the officiating after the game and use it as an excuse when they lose. And then it turned out they didn't lose. They ended up winning the game, and it's our fans that are bitching about it. By the way, Kenny wasn't. Kenny Atkinson was not. Like, it's interesting. Normally the coaches, when they feel like it's been ridiculous, not just J.B. Bickerstaff, they go after the officials. Kenny didn't at all.
Kenny really doesn't go after the officials. Well, right, I made jokes about JB going after the officials because that's all JB does, to the point where it just gets tiresome after a time. And it's the same thing with coaches as with fans. You can't blame the officials all day, every day. Fans do that, and I know that you get annoyed.
Well, on Mondays after Browns games, there's always at least one call saying the refs were out to get us.
But usually that's because we've lost, and that's a loser's lament. But there has been the game against Washington that was ridiculous, against the Raiders that was ridiculous. Then Hugh did ridiculous things in that game. Either way, going to this game, I always think that when you have a number one seed, and it's been this way because we've been the number one seed before with you-know-who, and he got a lot of calls that went his way. He did. And you said we get spoiled about certain things. Like, yeah, as the number one seed, we have long memories here. You kind of get accustomed to a guy getting the calls, and to see what happened on Sunday, I agree with Nick. I did not think we got many calls.
This is why I want to get into kind of the mindset of this. You said when we had LeBron,
I think LeBron did get a lot of calls.
See, because for 4 years, all we did was get calls from people saying, why doesn't LeBron get calls? He got him in Miami. Why doesn't he get him here? And I'm just telling you, what's happening is we're incapable
as sports
fans.
I can only go by what I saw.
A bigger point is I think we are incapable as sports fans of ever just admitting we're not homers on these things. I think every show in America, when they lose a playoff game or a big game, they think the refs cost
them. But did Nick say that the refs cost us game one in that clip?
I mean, if he's saying, hold on, in a close game, remember this is a close game in the middle of the fourth quarter. If he's saying he's never seen a one seed not get calls, he's blaming the refs.
No. If you're blaming the refs, you come out and you say the refs are why we lost the game. You don't pussyfoot around that. So just say that the refs cost you the game. I didn't hear Nick say that the refs cost us the game.
Every year there are 2 1 seeds in the NBA. And we've had a lot, and I'm guessing Nick's been watching the NBA for at least 35 years. So that's 71 seeds, and he found the number one seed in the history of all those one seeds to not get the calls. Then I think he's saying they cost the Cavs the game.
Play the damn clip again. He didn't say that it cost them the game. Go ahead.
I have never seen a number one seed. I mean, this goes back to maybe the original Atlanta teams with Jeff Teague and Al Horford, where those guys would get into certain matchups and just never get a call. I have never seen a number one seed that won 64 games that's been a consistent winner the last three seasons with Donovan Mitchell, who is all agreed upon a top 20 start across the board. I've never seen a number one seed not get calls the way this team has through five games. It's not why they lost, but we start talking about compound interest on things like the fouls of last night. Like, yeah, Kenny was pretty silent the entirety of the Miami series. Oh, by the way,
they're not just
the number one seed. They're also at home.
So he didn't say that it cost him the game. He just said that the
level of his voice told me he thought it cost him the game.
Now we're talking about the level.
I mean, did it not? Oh, am I wrong on this?
Nick's listening it sounded right now. He might as well have just said, with all due respect.
Nick doesn't sleep.
When he said, I'm not saying that it cost him the game.
Nick doesn't
but
sleep.
Then he gave 20, about, yeah. Then he gave 20 reasons and raised that, his voice.
That they were the like, first
guys. I just
one seed since I think he can remember.
I think you can be upset. And
I think you come out. It's by the way, it's
they
okay.
shot 23%. That's right. Not an excuse.
I have so many other things that I thought cost us the game than the referees. I do think those calls were
from
wrong.
Three, they shot 23.
Those calls were wrong. But are you going back and looking at the Indiana Pacer calls, every single one of them? Because I guarantee you, Pacer fans have four different calls that they're like, "How?"
Well,
how
I'm not go, worried about Pacer go, fans.
Well, right, but that's
I'm what, worried about us.
But that's what I'm saying. That's,
which is homer.
That's what a fan does. That's what a homer fan does. And I don't think, I think all the time we watch other teams and one seeds and like, they're getting the calls. They're getting the calls. When I know for a fact, after those games, they don't think they're getting the calls either. So we're incapable of doing this as fans. And that's why I try not to talk. If you look at my Twitter feed, I try
you
not
don't
to talk,
talk
about
refs.
It.
I know. We all know you don't talk refs.
Because I think it's the default setting of almost every fan.
Well,
to
it's
say
basketball, the for fans, crying out loud. Every so, single game, every single call is debatable.
Well, yeah, that's part of the issue. I mean, I okay. Ty,
so you've
Ty Jerome
so
got
you've
away
never,
with a blatant travel. Our fans aren't going to say anything about that.
So you've always
that.
Called it down the line.
No.
Watching basketball.
No,
okay,
what,
I just want to make
no,
sure.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that, especially when I was younger, I did that. I did what Nick Wilson did. I blame the refs after every
well,
big
now
game.
You're calling Nick irresponsible. You're calling him a child in so many ways.
I think over time, I've tried to just get past it, because if we're going to do that every game, then what culpability does a team have, a coach have, players have, strategy? If none of that matters and we're just going to blame the refs after the game, then I think that that analysis falls short of what I think we're supposed to do.
216-474-0092. Do you think Cleveland doesn't get called? What?
I mean, I think if you put that as a poll question, 100% of our fans will say we don't get the calls. But I think if you did that poll question in Boston, if you did that poll question in other cities, it'd be the same thing. So it's like, what's the point?
So I have to ask you.
What's the point of doing
anytime
that?
Anytime I complain about
is that
calls.
Good analysis?
Okay, so I'm going to.
No, I'm asking
I'm
you.
I'm going to count fouls
is
tonight,
it,
and I'm going to go over it, and we are going to tediously,
it,
in a statement tomorrow,
is it
go
good,
over the ones I can complain about and I can't.
Is it good analysis for the fans and the media to just blame the refs
is
after
it bad
every
analysis
game?
To not see DeAndre Hunter get fouled?
I agree.
To kingdom come and then not bitch about it?
I agree.
I think that's terrible analysis
I
to
agree.
Not do that.
Nobody who disagrees with that? Nobody.
Seems like you do.
No, I just told
we
you.
We can only complain about the fouls that you want to complain about. So that one's good. No other foul is complainable.
So you're with Nick on this. You think we get homered every game. And
we're
getting the homer.
I said on Sunday.
So
that's
you think the
said.
Refs cost us a game?
No, he
well,
didn't
then,
say that the refs cost
then,
the game.
What are you saying?
I just said they shot.
What is anybody
from
saying
three.
Then? What?
I just said they
okay.
shot 23% from three.
Okay, so what
but
do we disagree?
More,
what
it
are
makes
me and you
it
disagree?
More frustrating.
What are me and you? It sounds like we don't have a disagreement then.
Because it just sounds to me like nobody can ever talk about the refs unless you deem
you
it
can.
Capable to
but,
talk about the refs.
But that happened. It's 8 minutes left in the fourth. How many games have come down like that Knicks Detroit game that was literally the last play of the game?
I'm
saying is your voice and Nick's voice are acting like it was the last play of the game.
We're not.
Did
we're
not cost
you
us a game,
you are causing
guys.
My voice to be raised, Dr. Anthony Naismith. I just didn't realize I had to come to you before I complained about any call that's ever made in the game of basketball.
I think in that game of all games, if you're saying the refs caught what the free throws were even.
I didn't say that. Nick didn't say it, and I didn't say it. You're making me raise my voice.
I mean, when,
I'm not. You're yeah. putting words in my mouth that I didn't say, and Nick didn't say.
When Donovan is settling for basically 11 top of the key threes without, do you want foul calls? There are ways to get foul calls. There are ways. It's by
right.
being very aggressive. Mm. Who is more aggressive in that game?
216.
The Pacers or the Cavs?
474-0090.
The Pacers.
Yeah. Well, the free throws were even.
All right. We're going
to. So did the free. Did the, our Pacer fans go,
can
why didn't we get more calls? We
here,
went to the basket
I'll
more.
I'll do it better for you. I'll do it better. Should
I just don't want to sound like homers after we lose a game when we won 64 games
am
this year.
Am I allowed to complain about any of the calls at all?
Well, yeah, I agree with you. You can.
Then what are you arguing with me about?
I asked you the same question. What are you arguing with me about? We agreed on those calls. That wasn't in my top five.
Well, it sounds like we disagree.
The referees were not in my top five takeaways of that game. Nick made it sound like it was the takeaway. And what are you saying?
I think it might be a little bit sensitive to people's criticism
well,
of
wait,
referees.
What is it? So what is it? What is your takeaway? Is it a top five? Was it a top five reason we
that
lost
we
the game?
We shot like
refs?
Hell and we didn't have Darius Garland out there.
I'll ask again. Was it a top five reason we lost that game?
Let me come up with three more reasons before I blame the refs here. Maybe I will. Maybe the refs are one of the reasons in the top five.